Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Friday, June 10th, 2011. Y'all know I have to look at the calendar because, hey, you know my days and nights be going and coming into each other. But now I'm live from the Sugar Shack, baby. It's 10:04. Y'all see we all the way crunk up today. Man, I'm telling you, I'm chilling hard, man. You know what I'm saying? Got my special guest coming through today, man. You know what I'm saying? Daryl Mooney of the Mooney Twins, sons of none other than comedy great and legend, former writer. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but former writer for Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy and the numerous names of other comedians. So when I say legendary, I truly do mean legendary. For those of you who are fans such as myself, if you're listening to this show, listening to Trey Love the Playboy Comedy, you are obviously possibly a fan. I'm going to give you that of comedy so you know who Richard Pryor is. So remember the Richard Pryor Show? He's played characters on there, you know, other things like that. You know what I mean? Just a big name in the comedy game. And, you know, for both of his sons to have, you know, to grow up in a household with a father such as a Paul Mooney and to be delivering stand-up comedy to the masses as his children, I consider them and call them comedy royalty. That is my nickname for them. You know, seriously, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you, man, I got my co-host in the building. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Just kind of sitting back chilling. You know, he's doing his internship now, but y'all better get ready for the Sippy Yo Show. That'll be starting next week on blogtalkradio.com/Gilroy. Feel free to call in, y'all, 310-861-2317. Feel free to call in. You know what I'm saying? Chop it up with your boy. I'm kind of chilling. You know what I mean? I would love to hear from all y'all. You know what I mean? And some of y'all might want to talk to Scipio. Some of y'all might not even want to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to let him give his little plug and say what's up. You know what I'm saying? Shout out. Give his Twitter, whoever he want to talk to. Y'all can find me, facebook.com/TreyLoveGilroy. That's TreyLoveGilroy. A lady asked me what Gilroy was. I told her it's what I do to the opposite sex. Y'all better pay attention because that's touching. You heard me. You understand what I'm saying? And if that page is full, y'all, because I'm telling you, I be having like 5,000 friends, and so many of y'all want to know what's going on with me, and I want to know what's going on with all y'all till I had to start me a whole nother page. You understand what I'm saying? Gilroy Trey Love, facebook.com/GILROYTRELUV. That's the one and only Playboy Comedy, and you can reach me anytime you get good and got doggone ready. I'm good, huh? I'm good. Scipio like, damn! You know, he liking the vernaculars and the vocabulary, you know what I'm saying, and the verbiage that I'm using, you know what I'm saying, that I'm choosing to get this thing down. You know what happened to me, CPR? I got to tell you and the whole family a story. Something happened to me this week. You want to hear about what happened to me, man?
What happened to you
this week? Let me tell you what happened to me this week. This girl, you laughing. No, I'm going to tell you. This is real stuff. I got to share with the people, man, what's going on, man. This girl, you know, I ain't going to say her name, you know, it's actually my other woman. Yeah, see, you know, I got a woman and I got another woman. My other woman, am I on? Let me make sure I'm on the right thing. Yeah, my other woman is legs. Hold on, let me check on something real quick, y'all. This technical. But yeah, my other woman, legs, right? Y'all, here go what happened, Scipio. Legs, you know, she's sitting back, you know, we was having dinner and stuff. She said, it's something I need to tell you.
Hold on, wait, legs.
Legs. Yeah, you like that? That ain't a nickname. Her mama named her leg. Her mama named her leg. Yeah, leg. L-E-G-S. Legs. Y'all know legs? Legs. So, no, right. So, legs, right, had, you know, she sat me down and she was like, you know, I got to tell you something about yourself. I was like, what you mean? She's talking about you a pimp. I was like, I ain't no pimp. What is you talking about? Like a pimp? And then I didn't know. It kind of hit me, right? Because, you know, we was watching. I kind of realized, like, when I played on CSI, guess what I was cast as?
What were you cast as?
Not just a pimp. Pimp of the year.
Pimp of the year.
I won the whole thing. I was the Archbishop Don Magic Wand. I was Goldie for a day. Do y'all hear me? Oh, man, I was, I'm telling you, I was, you should have seen me in the suit. I had a pink, no, it wasn't pink, it was a mink. My words got mixed up. Pink had a baby. I don't know if it's mine or not. It just messed me up a little bit. But a mink coat with the chalice, man, I was so excited to be, you know, what's up?
That means somebody looked at you and said, hey.
Legs is listening. She like told you. And then at another movie I was in, Big Fat Hip Hop Family, they needed a pimping kind of character. That, and then I played a pimp in something else. And I started realizing, am I typecast?
Well, you ain't choose a life. Life chose you, obviously.
That's Church! Tabernacle! Yo! Oh, yo, I think y'all going to like the Scipio Show, man.
You got to play a role, man.
Do you hear me now? I ain't finna deny. Oh, guess what, y'all? It's time for the juicy news. Hold on. I got to get some theme music because I just seen the juicy news correspondent jump on. Hold on. We got to get some juicy news music. This is for juicy news right here. Y'all peep this. This how she do it. Call her Hollywood baby EOTM.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Coming
with
not even talk about it.
choice.
Huh? I see your jealousy as you watch me.
I see you watching, babe.
You watch me.
It's all good.
It's kind of sexy.
I love it.
How you watching?
Uh-huh.
You watching.
Very, 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 very special guest. You know what I'm saying? My mentor, the one who got me started in this radio game. You understand what I'm saying? Chuch, you heard me? Here she is, y'all. I want y'all to give a warm welcome to Carla. I don't know who she is today. She might be Simpson. She might be Barnes. She might just be Knight Rider. But we just going to let her come on and do her thing. Carla, what's up? And welcome to 5G Radio.
What's up? What's up? And just so you know, Trey Love, you can call me Carla B. You could definitely call me that. And I am here with your 5G radio news brought to you by EOTMblog.com. Stay connected to the number one site in entertainment news, exclusive celebrity interviews, what's up in politics, world news, hood news, and so much more. And we're going to go ahead and get down and dirty and break the monotony, if you will, considering I'm feeling a little bit hungry because I haven't had my hot links today. But I was going to see you on here, so I'm feeling kind of faint. So I'm just joking. But I want to start it off today with some hot news in regards to boxing extraordinaire Sugar Ray Leonard. He just recently released a book entitled The Big Fight, My Life In and Out of the Ring. He talks about childhood sexual abuse. He discusses his past of growing up in a home with domestic violence and alcohol use, cocaine abuse, and almost drowning as a child, surviving a car accident in which his mother was driving, and him becoming a teenage father. He talked about that in his new book. In an emotional interview discussing this on CNN, Sugar Ray Leonard, he kind of got teary-eyed as he relived the flip side of his glittering career, the drugs, alcohol, that abuse that came on the hands of a coach. So he was actually talking about that the other day on CNN. I thought that was really amazing because, you know, when you look at Sugar Ray Leonard, you wouldn't think that he would have been, you know, a guy that had to go through something, that suffered abuse as a young fighter, and it was by a top Olympic boxing coach. In a disturbing passage, he wrote, "Before I knew it, he had unzipped my pants and put his hands and mouth on an area that has haunted me for life." And that's a passage from his new book, The Big Fight. You want to comment on that, Trey Love?
Well, Scipio was over here going whoa through the whole. Hey, that's why we got her on the line, y'all. We get the juicy news here on Gilroy Radio. First of all, I want to say straight up, I am I'm kind of shocked because during my era, and people pick at me for this. I got a friend I know who's listening right now. Legs, I don't give a damn what you say because she's going to laugh. But Sugar was like the greatest to me. Like, Sugar was one of the men that I admired, respected. If you watch, like, any of the clips, see, now these days and times, that you know, the blessing of what is the internet with YouTube and stuff, I love what we have because we can archive things and keep them for life. That way, hopefully in a million years, you know, when I come back in my next life, you know, that my great grand times infinity children can see, hey, you know what? Hey, he was doing this. He was doing Blog Talk. You know what I mean? He was doing YouTube. So this is the beauty of being able to have those archives. So I'm going to say to the people, please archive some of the boxing matches to see what a phenomenal fighter. I mean, this man, honestly, in my opinion, I'm going to say, and I'm going to put this out there. And if anybody want to argue with me, I would love to do a show on it. I think that Ali, I mean, they say Ali's the greatest. I think pound for pound, Sugar is the best man ever to put on a pair of gloves. The man had lightning speed, and he had what I like to call, what he said in his own words, power. I remember he had an interview. They asked him about how he would, you know, did he think he was going to knock Hearns out? He said, yeah, I think I'm going to knock him out. And he looked right at the people. He said, man, I hit hard. See, as a player, okay. I'm going to tell you, as a You gotta watch that YouTube. He said, man, I hit hard. But let me get to what we're discussing at hand. I have to give my honest opinion. First of all, it's kind of mindful. It kind of puts me in the mind of the Eddie Long thing. You know what I mean? It's a lot of these people, with, you know, these men with power and the things that they do, honestly, to especially young boys is very sickening to me. It's very sickening, and I'm going to say that straight up to any man out there that, and I'm going to just be real. First of all, let me say this because I do give my disclosure because I do have, and I'm not on no punk stuff, I do have gay friends, people that are homosexual, individual that I love, like. I think the world of them, they are wonderful people. I'm not saying anything, so I want to make sure that I put this out there truly. I have nothing against a homosexual male or people that engage in homosexuality. I have nothing personally against you or what you do.
Look at Leo here, But
I truly do sincerely have a problem with any person that is taking sexual advantage of a male or female that is in a position of subordination of you. And then to top it off, yo, I mean, with messing with dudes, I mean, that's like straight up, like, I hate to say it, but like, yo, that's a perversion that is like, I can't get it. And, you know, even like with the Eddie Long thing, I just don't get it. So to you, I'm going to say straight up, man, like to people that are doing those types of things, you do reap what you sow. I can't really, because, you know, I don't know the whole story and all that kind of stuff. But I just want to say that, you know, in all respect, you know, hell going to come to you. And that's all I'm going to say on that.
Right. Well said. Next up, I want to talk about Representative Anthony Weiner. Anthony's Weiner has recently been exposed virally. That's kind of scary. But Representative Anthony Weiner has lost nearly all support in Congress, and this is according to Fox News. There's a scandal, and it's becoming more and more embarrassing for the Weiner. Opie and Anthony Cyrus XM radio show yesterday or 2 days ago had released the Democratic congressman's penis picture. Allegedly, his wife actually works with United States Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. They're out of the country right now working on this terrorism kick, and Anthony Weiner is in the States exposing his wiener. And I don't know if you heard about that, but it was actually plastered all across the Internet, and senators and people in Congress is actually asking for his resignation, and he's holding firm. He said, no, my wife knows that I do my thing. I did it before we were married, and I'm going to still do it. I showed my penis to somebody that I was dealing with online, and I'm just going to have to suffer the consequences, but I'm not backing down. And I must say, Anthony's wiener is quite a wiener. Did you hear about this story of Trey Love?
Hey, I heard about it, but I'm listening to you over there. Hey, Scipio, you sure she ain't had her hot links this morning? The way she is, quite a wiener.
I have not. I'm actually thinking about going veggie again. I've actually got some funny remarks from people who listen to the show. No, I'm thinking really. I did it before. And wieners aren't really good for you, especially the pork ones. So, yeah, I'm really thinking about going veggie again. But, yeah, I thought this was a funny story.
There's too many wieners in this report this morning. Look, I'm going to tell you like this. I ain't got pork. I got beef. I'm telling you. You eat some beef. I be telling these women, they better enjoy. Taste greatness, less filling. Anyway, this what I got to say on that. Straight up, and I'm going to keep it so real. We are so freaking, I'm going to say straight up, and I'm going to keep it, like I said, I got to keep it real. It's women that have chatted with me virally that have asked me to do certain things, and because of my positioning of who I am, I wouldn't do it. You know, they sent me things, you know, videos and pictures, and I mean, you know, it's some pretty, I'm going to say to these women, y'all know who you are because y'all probably listening, but I'm going to say it's been some pretty nice little stuff they done.
Sure.
No, let me say what I'm saying. It's been some pretty nice stuff, but because of my position and who I am, I do, as an artist, plan on doing nude photo shoots. I mean, trust me, I'm not going to let, man, Scipio, this is me. I'm going to teach you how to do this one day. But I do plan on
I mean, to be honest with you, God made Gilroy so beautiful from head to toe. Ladies, it would be a disservice for me. I'm saying, like, the way I feel about it, it would be a disservice not to let you all have this archived for light to be able to see all the goods. You understand what I'm saying? So I will expose myself, but that's to, like, Playgirl and, you know, some things that are going
to
make me some money.
Exactly.
Right, not like some just stuff that makes me look like, and this is to the senator, like straight up, you're making yourself really look like a wiener, like for real, dude. Like, and the fact that his wife knows about it, I'm going to say this and I'm going to keep it 100. We need to be a little more liberal in our judgments of people. I mean, why are we mad with the dude? He's a senator. He's still a human being. He still has feelings, thoughts, you know what I'm saying? He's still human. And the fact that his old lady know about it, I mean, that's their business. You understand? And my thing is, like, supporting him. Why are they not supporting him? You understand what I'm saying? To me, it's just like with the Tiger Woods thing. When Charles Barkley said, Tiger Woods, man, look, the man a human being. He messed around. He was wrong. His wife left him. Okay, leave the man alone. Let him get back to his work. And it's even, and I mean, with all these sex scandals, with the Bill Clinton, with the R. Kelly, with all this stuff, man, it's kind of like, Kells is my boy, but when it comes to children, you know, I have a very serious issue with the children thing. But as far as, like, yeah, I ain't finna back you up on the children thing. That's on anybody. But as far as, like, you know, the man having his funds and getting his thrills, if his wife know about it and she down with it, leave him alone. Look, you know what I want them to do? Look at his track record of work. I'm going to ask this and straight up to all my Negroes. Did it do anything for black people?
Wow, you silly.
No, I'm saying he didn't.
Oh, he didn't?
Yeah,
he did. But if he did, I want him to stay.
Okay.
Wiener and all.
Alrighty, alrighty.
Out of there. All right, Carly,
I hear you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say definitely I'm excited. It's not about the exposure of the wiener, but I'm really excited about that Chris Brown is really doing his thing in a big way despite all the craziness that happens to him. The people love him. He has fans that love him, and if he didn't, he wouldn't be showcasing and performing at all these great, great events. He'll be actually performing once again on June 26th at the 2011 BET Awards. He's performing as well as Jill Scott. Music icon Patti LaBelle, she's actually receiving the 2011 Lifetime Achievement Awards this year, so I think that's different. I don't know. I just, you know what, Trayla, I'm really starting to really dislike mainstream media because I really do. That's why I'm so happy that we have this outlet to really talk about what we want to talk about without any kind of FCC rules, things of that sort. I'm really excited about it. But, you know, all this stuff that's happening recently at the with Patti LaBelle, and then for BET, because evidently they're trying to get some new, you know, her PR team is trying to get some more positive press about her. So all of a sudden, you know, they're talking to their people. The people are talking to their people, and they decide to give her this Lifetime Achievement Award to kind of push the other the rug. I'm not hating on them. It is what it is. I would probably do it too. But when you really think about it, you know, that's kind of sneaky. But and I'm not even saying that, you know, I'm necessarily agreeing with what the media is saying in regards to the lawsuit and Patti LaBelle's people, yada yada yada. But when you really think about, you know, what the media does is the mainstream media that is, they create stories and kind of sort of, you know, try to brainwash people. So, you know, I guess listening to myself talk about this right now, Trey Love, I'm thinking, I guess that's a great strategy, and we can start doing that in our outlet as well. What do you think?
Well, the way I feel about it, Carla, first of all, you know, I always pay homage to you because at my time, you know, interning with EOTM Radio, I really learned so much from you. I mean, you taught me so much game, you know what I'm saying, about how to, you know, do the media, how to interview, you know, just the things that, you know, we did together, even then from spawning what we have now, 5G. I'm so looking forward to and loving what we have combined here, the combination of EOTM and 5G radio, because what we are showing people on every level that you can be independent. And I was speaking with someone. I'm going to tell you something, Carla, and I'm going to put this live on the radio. I didn't, and usually I put stuff on Facebook, but I'm going to say this on my radio show, and I'm not even going to say this in front of nobody. Nobody knows this, but I'm telling y'all, and straight up, this is on my mama. I had a conversation a Jay-Z affiliate. And when I say affiliate, I'm not going to say the person's name because this is one of the secret people that I know. When I say that, sitting down having coffee with this gentleman, and he's telling me directly what Jay-Z said. Jay-Z is watching us, Carla. Jay-Z, people like Jay-Z are watching EOTM and are watching Gilroy and know what we're doing. That, I bet you, and told me some game. If you meet Jay-Z, he's going to be able to tell you more about EOTM than what you think you know. That's his job. Yeah. That's the kind of intelligence this man has. I'm telling you, man, I've been really studying some stuff and, like, really dealing with some different level of people. And Jay-Z's affiliate told me, he said, why is it? Now, think about this, Carla. Let me show you something. I'm going to just put this out there. Why is it that these FM radio stations and these AM radio stations and these TV stations and people such as, I'm not going to say a person's name, but people such as like the promoters and things like that, why are they making all the money off of someone such as myself or Cedric the Entertainer or Mike Epps? They're really, if you want to kick it to what the game is, they're pimping us. But see, when you
right.
get people such as Master P, you know what I'm saying, Diddy and Jay to finally break out and say, hey, you're not even a rapper, but you putting on rap shows making more money than the rappers. You a comedian, but the guy putting on the comedy show is making more money than the comedian. See, my thing is, as what we have, the red carpets we have, the celebrities we have access to, I really love what we're doing because we're able to get down dirty and reach people right here on the radio, on the internet, globally. So, therefore, can we, if you really look at it, can we really be stopped, Carla? No, we can't. So I just want to amen and praise what we're doing now and futuristically. People, y'all better watch out because y'all going to be getting all y'all news from 5G and EOTM, and that's church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So lastly, I want to say really quickly, the last news thing I have is, and this is, it's definitely ruffling my feathers a little bit in a bad way because sometimes ruffling feathers could be good. But anyway, Prosperity Preacher, preachers, you know, they stick together. They really do. Bishop Long and Creflo Dollar. I don't know if you guys have heard this, but I think we talked about how Eddie Long finally reached a confidential out-of-court settlement with four men who accused him of sexual coercion. So we know that from that, some of the members of his congregation left Bishop Long, and they went to another prosperity preacher in Atlanta, which is Creflo Dollar. Now, in a sermon from Creflo Dollar's ministry, he told those members to go back to Bishop Eddie Long's church. This is what he said. He said, "If you are from that church, you know which one I'm talking about, and you're trying to join here. I don't want you here. That is my friend. That is my brother in the Lord." And he said, Bishop Eddie Long, Creflo Dollar said, Bishop Eddie Long had a wreck, but he had insurance. I can't believe that people will leave their preacher just because he had a wreck instead of praying for him. This is what Creflo Dollar said. So there's been a lot of backlash because of that and all that stuff. What are your comments on? I don't know if you heard about the story already, but what are your thoughts on that?
You know what? I had to really put myself on my mic to talk to y'all about this. Listen here, let me tell you something. Now this coming from King Gilroy, right? I'm gonna tell you like this. If you want a Lord to praise and you need to find yourself and need some guidance, please call 323. Hold on. Why are you laughing? I'm not even playing. And give donations. Hold on. I need donations, too. Hold on. Let me get to this. Hold on. I'm not even playing. I got to find this. 323. Hold on. Hold on. I found it. Ladies and gentlemen, for the people out there, especially the ladies that need guidance, you understand what I'm saying? It's going through some things. You understand what I'm saying? And you need to a leader to follow. Uh-huh. First of all, I need you to tune in to blogtalkradio.com/Gilroy. I'm going to start doing a I'm going to start what I'm going to start is a Sunday service on the radio line. Uh-huh. And I'm going to set up a PayPal account. Yes, I am. And to all of the people out there that need spiritual guidance, if you need it from Allah,
Wow.
Is if you feel as if you need it, keep on. Need it from Jesus. Y'all hear the quiet in the background. Uh-huh. If you feel as if Tom Cruise ain't moving you with the sign, if you feel as if Buddha ain't making a way, I want you to call Trey. I want y'all to hit the prayer lines up. The number is 323 508 1831. And what I want to say to the do you hear me now? What I want to say to the masses as I'm going to start this movement, it's going to be a non-religious religion. Let me say that one more time. It's going to be a non-religious religion. That means you can pretty much do what you want to do, how you do, when you do, where you do, and how you feel like doing it, as long as you don't do it over here.
Trey,
what?
I hope you're not allergic to lightning bolts.
Oh, see, he's scared. Hold on, but truly, to the brothers that sticking together, hey man, I can't, you know what? I don't knock him for that. That's some good Christian move right there. You know what I'm saying? You support your Christian brother through the times and through the trials and stuff. You know, so he probably shot him a couple of dollars. I don't know. To me, it's all money.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah. That's
all paper. Hold on. Let Scipio want to comment on that. Let him jump in real quick. Hold on.
I mean, it's hard for me to trust a lot of televangelists, especially a guy named Creflo Dollar. Like the name itself. He's in the wrong tray. He missed his calling. He's a pimp. That's not a trick I would attend. What happened to Reverend Bishop, Ebenezer? You know what I mean? Something more trusting. I don't trust. Creflo Dollar is not in the Bible. Those names aren't. I'm just saying.
That's an incorporation.
Go ahead, Carlos. Sorry. I definitely agree.
Yeah. Definitely that's all the news I have, but you could definitely stay connected to www.eocmblog.com, the number one site in entertainment news. Make sure you check it out. And really quickly, I'll just leave with some parting words. Well, not parting words as of yet, but I definitely want your listeners to check me out tonight on my eBuzz show starting from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'll actually be interviewing three great guests. Number one is going to be one of the youngest filmmakers. His name is Ben Lee Foster. He did his first film at age 9, a great, great guy. We just recently did a review for his movie premiere, Peep Game, locally in the L.A. area. So definitely listen to him. We'll also be talking to global rap artist Kiki Romeo, as well as talking to one of our affiliates from the radio show Dundee. So we'll be talking to all three of them. Plus, we'll be featuring some of the hottest indie music on the planet. So make sure you are tuned into www.eotmradio.com. And if you're wondering what EOTM stands for, let me assure you that it's not Entrepreneurs on the Move. I'm sorry. It's not Employee of the Month. It is Entrepreneurs on the Move, for real. So, yeah, that's all I have, Trey. Well, thank you so much for the time.
Oh, Carla, every time we can have you, please come through. We love the juicy news. It's always educational, informative, and keep us to the ground, you know what I'm saying, of what's going on. Good luck. God bless on what you're doing. Make sure you hit us up, Carla, so we can have a meeting and start getting to work on some things, all right?
Most definitely. Have a great show.
Have a good weekend, sweetie. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this next song goes out to EOTM, the entire staff, as well as my 5G staff over here. This song, next song goes out to us. This song even goes out to Eddie Long. This song goes out to Creflo Dollar. This song goes out to Scipio. Man, this song go out to anybody doing what you're doing, and if you surviving and you making it through, as long as you ain't messing with no children and you ain't killing nobody, hell, do all the drugs you want, have you a good time. This Trey Love, because I ain't trying to knock your hustle.
Okay, all right, big man, you want to make some big bucks, huh? That's how tough you are. You know something about cocaine? Dígame! You kidding me or what, man? There's a bunch of Colombians coming in Friday, new guys. They said they got two keys for us, for openers. Pure cocaine, you tell them capiche. I want you to go over there, and if it's what they say it is, you buy it and you bring it back. You can do that, you make $5,000. Meet at the bodegas, noon Friday, you get the buy money then. Oh, and Chico, if anything happens to the buy money, Poor Rizzy. Jesus, gonna stick your heads up your asses faster than the rat gets fucked.
Bounce. the way the leather's in, put ice on the gold. Chili with enough bail money to free a big willy. High stakes, I got more at stake than Philly. Shopping sprees, copping three. Deuce fever, IS is fully loaded. Yes, bouncing in the Lex Luger. Tire smoke like Buddha. 50 G's to the crap shooter. Niggas can't fade me. Chrome stocks beaming. Through my peripheral, I see you scheming. Stop dreaming, I leave your body steaming. Niggas are fiending, what's the meaning? I'm leaning on any nigga intervening with the sound of my money machining. My cup running, over with hundreds. I'm one of the best niggas that done it. Six digits and running, y'all niggas don't want it. I got the Godfather flow, the Don Juan DeMarco. Swear to God, don't get it fucked up. In the south, kicking up top game. Bouncing on the highway, switching four lanes. Screaming through the sunroof, money ain't a thing. Your worst fear confirmed. Me and my fam, road tight like the firm. Getting down for life, strap. You better learn why I play with fire, burn. We get together like a choir to acquire what we desire. We do dirt like worms, produce G's like sperm. To legs spread like germs. I got expensive holes with expensive clothes. And I sip fine wines and spit vents and slows. But you don't know. Yeah, 'cause you can't knock the hustle. Punching the clock, my function is to make munch and lay back munching. Sipping Remy on the rack, my crew, something to watch, nothing to stop. Unstoppable scheme on the ice. I gotta hot your crew. I gotta let you niggas know the time like Movado. My motto, stack rocks like Colorado. Auto off the champagne, crystals by the bottle. It's a damn shame what you're not, though. Me, slick like a gato, fucking Jay-Z. My pops knew exactly what he did when he made me. Try to get a nut and he got a nut and what? Straight bananas, can a nigga see me, got the U.S. Open, advantage jigger, serve like Sampras, play fake, rappers like a campus, the Tigra, son, you're too eager, you ain't having it, good, me either, let's get together and make this whole world believe us, huh, admire Raymond, screaming, all this black got is sports and entertainment, until we even, leaving, as long as I'm breathing, can't knock the way a nigga eating, fuck you even.
Stop calling me.
Boy, just pick up your phone. I want to talk to you.
girls stop calling my house. I do work in the morning. I have to go to work, Robert. Robert Williams, will you please tell these little bitches stop calling my goddamn house? If you don't do that, I will tell them myself. When you get off my telephone, Robert, will you please get off my goddamn phone?
Hey, Scipio was like, hey, what's going on that cut? That was my main man, Young Rob, man. You know what I'm saying? A2I affiliation, man. Down with Gutter and them boys, man. That's his hot cut. Stop calling me. My girl Leg, she like that one. You know what I'm saying? That's my other woman. That's my other woman. Yeah, man. My other woman get madder with me than my woman. Ain't that some stuff? My woman let me do it what I want to do. My other woman, she be having a fit, though. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to give a shout-out to Young Rob, man. That's a hot cut. Stop calling me, you know what I'm saying? Young man doing a lot of things. Speaking of a man doing a lot of things, man, it is currently time to get it on, man. Like, listen, y'all, like I told you earlier, for those of us who are fans of comedy, if you're listening to this show 9 times out of 10, you know I'm a comedian, so you got to be a fan of comedy to be probably listening to my silly butt making you laugh, you know what I'm saying? I hope I'm bringing some joy to you, because that's what comedy is about. In a life and time and a day where we live with so much turmoil, so many things just going the wrong way, you know what I mean? It is a time that, you know, that's why you all like going to comedy clubs, to sit and kick it and listen to people such as myself and my special, special guest that's on the line today, man. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get a little music going just to, you know what I'm saying, set the mood and get ready, you know what I'm saying, just to get ready to have them on, man. Ladies and gentlemen, I want y'all to start putting y'all, wherever you're at, if you can't put your hands together, put your pinkies together. Let's go. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? You like that? You like that? You heard me be laughing like it's the pimp pitch I be doing. Yeah, that's pink shot. Yeah, oh yeah, talk about it. But that's Trey Love, baby. It's Kilroy Radio, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, live on Kilroy Radio, I bring to you, as promised, my friend and yours. Ladies, I know y'all been listening. Welcome this handsome life living mother to the show, y'all. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, brother. Hey, brother. How you doing, Trey Love? One of my favorite dudes, man. How you feel? How you be? With that introduction, I don't know whether I need to tell a joke or whether I need to do a rap.
I tell you like this, man. Hey, you live on 5G Radio, and you noticed the moment we all been waiting for. First of all, I want to apologize for what happened last week. As you know, I had some major technical difficulties with the show, which disturbed me because, man, the lines was full, man. It was so many people ready to chop it up, talk with you, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple people on the line right now, but they just like, man, it's kind of that time of day. They like, I'm listening. So for those of you who are listening and can't get on the line, please feel free to call in to 310-861-2317 and chop it up with my friend and yours, Mr. Daryl Mooney. So, Daryl, what's going on over there, man?
Hey, man, we got all kind of things going on. You know, we always out here laughing and learning and loving, man, and making it happen like you, brother, and being a part of the handsome life like you, bruh. And I like what you said when you said my woman, my second woman, my second woman gets more mad at me than my first. Well, I want to tell you, man, I'm just like you. My third woman makes me more happy than my first two.
I got to get me a number three, y'all. Oh, see, I should have said that on the radio because Leg's finna have a fit.
And I'm a twin, so we got at least six or eight, you know what I mean? So, anyway, so... what we doing out here, man, we out here, of course, you always know we always teaching and training folks how to, especially my brother Dwayne, how to trade on that $4 trillion day, 4X international currency market. We got, you may be interested in this, we got corporate credit, business credit, where people with a 700 score with good trade lines, if they got an 800 credit score, even better. We can get them $100,000. They pay 10% on the back end. What that means is they don't pay it back. They don't pay the fee until they get the money. You hear what I'm saying? So that's serious money, 100K in your account, corporate credit, business credit, like the wealthy do. When Roseanne O'Donnell said years ago that Donald Trump was broke, the reason he got mad because he wasn't broke and bankrupt, it was just one of his corporations. He's got over 100 corporations. The man ain't broke. All he did was open up another corporation the next day to pay off the first one, so his bankruptcy was over. This is how the rich play the games, brother. We got to know how the rich do it. Now what we're currently doing for all the folks out there, because we know we're back into the nutrition game, we're back into the wealth-building game, along with Dick Gregory. We're working with our mentor and a master teacher. We're going to be going on tour with him, sharing these beautiful wealth health products. We are on a mission, just like the great Michelle Obama, to get to destroy obesity in America with young folk and old folk and middle-aged folk and every kind of folk. Obesity is a major problem. Do you know if you are 20 pounds overweight, you are obese? What does happens with that extra weight? The blood pressure goes up. Uh-oh. What else happens? The lungs. You can't breathe like you used to. Diabetes can set in, and all kind of disease and problems can set in. And if you're too fat, you need two seats on the airplane, so you end up catching the bus. So we got a product, my brother, called ISO-T. It's out of Asia. It's a tea that you put in, you just make yourself, and you just drink it. And you can eat what you want. You don't even have to change your diet. Although we do suggest that you change your eating lifestyle, eat more fruits, more vegetables, more greens, more beans, more grains, more juices, more smoothies, so you can get your health together, because there's nothing wrong with aging well, getting more energy in your life rather than taking life out of your energy. So we're talking about ISO-T. So it burns the fat off the body. People are losing up to 20 pounds a month. We're talking about people of all races and nationalities, especially all you beautiful, fine, brick house, lovely sisters out there. You know you want it, because that brick house, when your years go by, turns into a mansion.
That's right.
And we want that weight off you. We want you to
That's
stay
right.
fine.
And to the older women out there, they know. As you know, I'm currently looking for a third woman. I do not discriminate. I got to keep up with the Mooney twins, so I'm looking for this third woman. Okay? So
yes.
Just to let everybody know, I'm on, and I don't discriminate. So you old and fine, that's good.
So you looking for a cougar, brother?
No, I'm looking for me. I'm looking for more like a panther.
You looking for a panther? Man,
yeah,
I'm looking for a young
panther.
Woman. I want me a kitty cat.
You know how? Hey, so listen, there. My co-host, he's very excited. He's a young up and coming comic himself. And when I'm gonna tell you, see, he didn't get here on time for the last interview. I'm gonna be honest with you. You understand what I'm saying? But when he knew that Mooney was gonna be on, he actually got here on time. So I'm gonna let him, because questions. I got a few questions, and then from there, you know, I still got to tell everybody about the sea veggie, but we're gonna save that for later, because and also that strike up, don't talk about that right now, but I'm finna put some PR on, because I want the fellas to be tuned in when I put this out. So go ahead, he gonna hit you with some questions, and I'm gonna get over here and do a little work.
Okay.
Yo, yeah, this Jeremy Sippy up here. I had the honor of meeting you when I first moved out here about 10 months ago.
Hey, my brother.
Yeah, I caught y'all act at the Laugh Factory.
Yes, sir. Yes, thank you so much, man. I always love the new brothers coming into the comedy game, man. Welcome to the business, man, and just do you. Be original, do your material, and don't trip if you bomb, because the greatest comedians bombs. I done saw Robin Williams, Richard Pryor. I done saw the greatest ones bomb. Just keep doing you. Find your voice, brother, and just make it happen, man.
Yeah, I work every day at it. It's a journey, and I really appreciate everything that's happened to me in these 10 months. I was prepared, but now it's like I'm getting all the weapons, you know, and all the it's like I'm getting all the armor, you know, bombing. Then you know, but now it's like the confidence level, you know. I really appreciate guys like you to get through it, you know.
Yeah, just keep doing your thing, brother. I love all the young comedians. A lot of folks get mad at so many comedians in the game. I love it. The more, the better. The more people are laughing, the better, man, because laughter is a beautiful, beautiful thing. It heals the body, it strengthens the mind, and it pleases the spirit, man. So what we do, like Brother Trey Love said, what we do is like a healing, man. We're like doctors of laughter, man, making people laugh. So just keep, if you've been blessed with a sense of humor and blessed to be able to tell a joke, brother, everybody can't do that, brother. It's a blessing. Just keep doing you, stay positive, and just keep making it happen and get up as much as you can.
Every day. I'm a grinder. I want to go ahead and ask you a few questions, you know, because it's
yes,
about
sir.
You. You know, I don't want to make it all about me. You know, I have a habit of doing that. Well, no, no, Trey has a habit. But, I want to ask, first question I want to ask you is how long you been doing it, and how was it being raised by a comic?
Oh, man, being raised by a comic was a beautiful thing. Now we didn't start really living with our father till we were like 18 years old, so we was pretty much grown. We was visiting him in our early teens, but him and our mother had us when she was 14 years old. And, you know, our father looked so young, I like to say he had us, he wasn't even born yet. So we're the only children in show business he's the only man in show business who has children older than him. So, growing up with our father, Mr. Paul Mooney, it was a great, great thing being around Richard Pryor, Red Fox, being around the great ones and seeing the great comedians. And just as you see our father, who he is on stage, he's just like that off stage. He's a triple Leo. It's truly about him. He's a magnificent legend, and he will tell you that in a minute. I am a legend, homie. I am a legend. You are just the children. You're the seed. You're apples who don't fall from the tree. But it's all about Mooney, and they're gonna hate you just like they hate me because they hate that name Mooney. So
I met him back in January. And I saw him at the Laugh Factory also, and it was really inspirational. It was funny because, you know, I was like this. I literally sat there and watched him run all the white people, three rows of white people in the front row. This was an average show for him. That's how he does.
Yeah, that's how he acts, man. He turned that pain into a pleasure. Father always said, I'm going to make them be scared of me before I'm scared of them. So that's part of his game. But people, that's a myth that people think that my father doesn't like white people. He loves white people. That's how he can talk about them so well, because he knows them so well.
He loves
them. He keeps them in a basement, man.
I gotta jump in on this because, hey, any comedian, and we gotta put this out there, any comic that has ever had the honor and pleasure of being in the audience and watching Mr. Paul Mooney on stage, okay, check this out. I'm in Miami at the Improv, I'll never forget this. That's why I had to. I'm like, no, I got to talk about this one. Man, your pops got on stage, right, man? And, like, he started dogging them white people so bad. He was looking at one white lady, and he asked her straight up, why you looking at me like that? Are you a nigga lover? I thought I was about to. The lady got up and went to the, she went to the club. I want a refund. I cannot believe this. So like,
right.
Dang, he love white people.
Right. Oh, he loves
them,
man.
He got a hell of a way of showing it.
Loves them, man. You know how you love who you hate? He loves them, man.
Love and hate is next to each other. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's got a lot of white friends. He's got a big white following, too. A lot of white folks love it. They sadistic with it. They love talk about me some more. They love it. They have orgasms every time you talk about them.
Oh, man. I totally believe it, man. I really do.
Yeah. But growing up around him and Richard Pryor, man, Robin Williams, man, them cats are some of the funniest cats on the planet that you will ever see in your life, man. And we used to clean up Richard Pryor's house, man, and Richard would leave money all over the floor when we would clean up. So we would clean up and get paid at the same time. Beautiful thing.
Know that.
Did he leave anything else?
I mean, he'd leave $10 and $20 bills on the floor.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Richard, great. And I only met Red Fox one time. Red Fox wanted he wanted to adopt us as soon as he saw us, man.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. We met him on set of the Sanford and Son show. So it was a beautiful thing, man. See, Richard and my father used to write for Sanford and Son, and they had some of the greatest scripts, man. In fact, they were so good they would have been nominated for Emmys, right? Except that Richard would always get mad at the white director for changing the script on set.
Mm-hmm.
Changing what he wrote. He said, "Mom, bugging, don't change what I wrote." And then he would knock the director out.
knock him out, literally.
Dang. Knock him out for changing words in the script. And so he would knock him out, and then they wouldn't nominate him for an Emmy, but they were Emmy Award winners, man. Powerful shows. They would sit up there, and we would watch them. Me and my brother would sit down on the couch in the house and would watch my father and Richard write the Sanford and Son scripts, man. And Richard would come with his kielbasa and sit it down on the table. My father would come and sit down with the water on the table, and then they would be right, and Richard would be high, and Richard would be saying, "Let's have Red say, fuck you, Lamont, motherfucker, fuck you, shit, goddammit." And my father would say, Richard, this is TV, Richard. This is not the movies. This is TV.
That's hilarious.
And then Richard would say, okay, Paul. And then the next minute he would say, let's have all that to say, fuck you, Grady. Kiss my ass, motherfucker, goddamn it, shit, pussy, motherfucker. And then my father said, Richard, this is TV, Richard. This is TV. Cable hasn't been invented yet. This is TV, Richard. And this would go on the whole time, man. It was crazy.
That's hilarious.
And then my father would have to switch his stuff into clean stuff. They'd come up with some brilliant stuff, though, man.
I believe it, man. Like I said, I would just love to actually be around that time period, you know.
Man, hold on. I'm gonna get a little greedy. I gave him. Hello, hold on one second. Hello, family. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, shit. I done messed my phone up. I got so excited. I apologize to y'all for that. I got so excited when you was talking about being on a set with Red Fox.
Paul Mooney,
yeah.
Richard Pryor. I'm like, look, man, I got to do this part. You know, I don't think him and my girlfriend Legs, I don't think they can appreciate the magnitude, and that's why me personally, I want y'all to take that. Trey Love has labeled the Mooney twins comedy royalty. You understand
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Deep.
This is black comedy royalty I got on my line right now, man. I mean, I did a movie with Ronaldo Ray. I was actually blessed to have a film with him called
yeah.
My Big Fat Hip Hop Family. Actually, two with him, another one called Treasure in the Hood. But in My Big Fat Hip Hop Family, Ronaldo Ray played my father. And I'm going to tell you a story he told me, Daryl. Like, he was telling me about being on a set of Harlem Nights with Richard and Red Fox and Robin Harris and Eddie Murphy, and was telling me how Red Fox was like would sit there and be like, yeah, I'm going to tell you something. Watch what I do. I'm going to get us some extra motherfucking money and shit. I ain't going to know my lines all day. And he said that Red would just sit there and just dick off the lines to get them paid, to get them paid like overtime on the set of Harlem Nights. Like, yeah, fuck Eddie Murphy. He said Red was like, we gonna get all this money. Hey, man, so to hear these stories, man, oh my God. Y'all, we got comedy legend Daryl Mooney on the lines with us right now. Listen, I'm gonna take a song because I'm gonna tell you something. The lines are lit up, man. Some people wanna talk to you. So let me go to song and see who it is, wanna chop it up, man, and we're gonna bring the call back. Y'all hold tight.
Okay.
Spending every moment in the studio, I never said it'd be fair. But when you're all alone, I hope you truly know how bad I want to be there. Come right in, set your back down, took a night off for you.
Take your problem.
Talking to the finest in comedy today, right now. You understand what I'm saying? This is comedy royalty, man. You know what I mean? I mean, to be blessed to be among the affiliated of Mr. Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, man, Martin Lawrence, Red Fox, Ronaldo Ray, Robin Harris, man. Woo, baby. That's his comedy royalty, baby. Paul Mooney, one punch at a time. Y'all better catch us now, baby. Welcome back to Gilroy Radio, Daryl. You got me feeling all good over here, man.
you coming up, man. The first time I met you, I loved you, man. You's a good, good brother, and I like your grind. I like your confidence. You got ego, but you humble all at the same time, and I love it because that's what it takes in order to make it in this business, and not only that, but to make it happen in your own life. Bless you, brother. Love you. You got it going on, and you will always be my friend in this industry, my brother.
Oh, man, and I'm blessed and honored to have that statement even made. And trust me, we're going to do a lot more things together. I have actually, to tell you the truth, there's a brother on the line right now. See, you got comics calling in. There's a young man by the name of Skills Hudson who is very, very funny, man. Skills, you know, opening up the line. Skills, what's up?
What up, boy? D. Mooney in the building. What up, boy?
Hey, man.
I had to call in, man. I was listening to the show, man. I had to call in, fam. You know what I'm saying? And heard the gems that you was dropping like you always do.
Yeah, man. I appreciate, man. Skills is another brother, man. Young brother, man, doing his thing. Funny as heaven, man. Love it, man. And see, the thing is, man, Skills and Trey Love and some of the other young brothers, you don't have no ego, man. I mean, you got ego, but it's the right kind of ego. You don't have that negative ego. You got that positive ego where you're friendly, you're approachable, you respect the game. And I love you guys for that, man, because then you guys are just funny. Both of you inspire me in so many ways, and I love watching you guys work, man. You guys are just so, so funny. And y'all, and tell me, and I'll tell you this, y'all would have made it back today. It's not just today, because funny don't matter what time it is or what time it be, whether it be the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, y'all would have made it at any time because you got that kind of respect and you got that kind of talent, you got that kind of funny. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Love y'all.
Man, same here, man. And I wanted to say when I was here, I was online, I heard when I was hearing the show and I heard you was dropping the gems about, you know, about how comedy is so therapeutic and everything, and you know what I'm saying, and how, you know, and how we just like doctors, you know, to society. And like today is the 3-year anniversary of my mom passing for pancreatic cancer. And when she passed, I was just doing comedy a little bit over a year then. And you know what I'm saying? And it was like, it hit me so hard. And I was like, but at the end, when she told me, she was like, she looked like death right in the eye and was like, hey, I'm cool. You just keep doing you. Basically, you just keep doing you, keep staying strong. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? And the tripped out thing about it, when you were saying about being therapeutic, that same day I went on, she passed that morning. I went on stage that night at 9 o'clock. I was in Chicago. I went on stage. This comedian named Black Bear was hosting. It was ghetto and shit. I get on stage, right? I'm bombing, right? I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm so discombobulated. I would just put the mic in the stand. I'm like, I'm sorry, y'all. That's my time. I'm Skills, and I walk off stage. He come back up on stage. He's like, give it up for the brother, man. Y'all don't understand. You know, he didn't really want to go on stage, but he went on stage in spite of his mom passed this morning, and a dude in the back stood up was like, that nigga just died. Nigga, everybody started laughing, man. And you know what I'm saying? And I couldn't appreciate that till like months later, you know what I'm saying? And I, you know, and it was just like it came full circle with pushing me and my grind, man. You know what I'm saying? And some people didn't understand like why I would just, you know, in this game we know and I respect everybody that came before me, and I try to implement that in my grind today because some cats that's coming up with us right now don't respect it that way. They think that, hey, you, oh, I'm getting up once or twice. No, the stage teaches us every time you get up there. You know what I'm saying? And the people in the audience, they don't care what's going on in your life right then unless you tell them about it.
That's real. It's something that Dick Gregory, who's a real, real good friend of mine and mentor of mine, been a mentor of mine for over 20 years, love him. He's been like a second father to me, talk to him all the time. And he always drops gems of wisdom to me. And he told me years ago that helped me so much. He told me, he said, hey, look, if you're blessed with comedy, do not focus on tripping on what Hollywood tells you you funny or you not funny. Do whatever you do, and whatever you do in the world, whatever you do in the world, I mean, listen real good, whatever it is that you do, if you want to be a lawyer, a doctor, salesperson, a promoter, a teacher, take your comedy with you, okay? Take your humor with you. And because of that information that he gave me years ago, that's why me and my brother, not only do we do stand-up comedy, but we do motivational speaking. We do business. We do international trade. We promote. We sell. But you know what? We always bring our humor with us because that's a gift. The great Malcolm X, he knew how to tell a joke. The great Martin Luther King, he knew how to tell a joke. So always when you're blessed with the gift of being able to tell a joke, brother, bring that humor with you. And you're so right, Brother Skills. Humor, man, heals the spirit, brother. They have documented, they have scientifically studied it. It builds the immune system. It creates positivity in the mind. It'll get you through the hardest of times. The great motivational speaker Tony Robbins said, don't be depressed now, because what depresses you now, you look back at it and laugh later. So why not laugh at it now? Hey, why not laugh at it now?
Yep, man.
Okay?
I want to jump in. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're gone, brother.
No, I wanted to jump in and interject real quick because we got two things. I got a caller definitely wants to, you know, somebody been tapping on the door. They want to say hi to you, man, to both of you. A close friend of mine. But before I do open the lineup, I just want to say to Skills and you both, like, Skills, I don't know if I shared with you, but I lost my mother of cancer in August 11, 1997, and I've lived most of my adult life without my mother, and I was going through something, you know, I'm going to say a couple of weeks ago, I was on the phone with a friend of mine. We've been friends since high school, you know, me and my partner, you know, we talk every now and again, and he told me something, you know, he was like, you know, he said, Lewis, man, for what you have done and accomplished without your mother, man, he said, I couldn't even begin to walk a mile in your shoes. So the Skills, I say to you, bro, you already know what she wants you to do. What I know she wants you to do is just what you're doing. You keep beating up that damn stage, and you have fun, and you enjoy your damn life, because I seen you doing it the other night. And actually, the person I got on the line want to say hi to you as well as Daryl. Y'all welcome to the line, Gilroy West. I got to remember where I'm at. Gilroy West, Sophia. What's up, Sophia?
Hi, everybody. Can you guys hear me?
Hey. Yeah, we can.
Okay, I want to make this quick only because I'm not supposed to be on the phone right now, but I want to say, Trey Love, you're doing an awesome job. My right-hand man. And then also to Jeremy Scipio, welcome to 5G. You'll have a lot of fun, as you can see. And then Skills, I did have the opportunity of seeing you last weekend at Vincent McKinney's birthday party, and you did do a fantastic job. And can't wait to see you at the Ontario Improv with Trey Love. And
cool.
Mr. Mooney, hi, how you doing?
How you doing, sweetie?
I'm awesome.
Wonderful, wonderful. Is this the sister that helps Brother Trey Love?
That is me, and thanks for the compliment on the Facebook the other day.
The fine chocolate sister and all them pictures, and sign and go to work too. What a blessing.
That would be me. Yes, you got me over here blushing like ear to ear.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to call her out. I'm going to put this on there. I'm going to put it out there in front of everybody. Daryl, okay. Daryl, y'all know you. Are you married, bro? You married with a baby and everything, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so there, I'm going to be calling you for advice because the other day, right, you know, we had a little bad morning, right? And, you know, this one here goes, you know, she goes to work and everything. But what I do instead of, like, acting a fool, I cleaned up the house, man. I mopped, I swept, I cooked. Oh, you laughing? You laughing? So I cooked.
Yeah, she's laughing.
No, she's laughing. So I cooked. I did all this. There, I did all this. And even right before you came home, I started shaving. You know what I'm saying? I got myself together. Oh, this is funny. No, because you would see my hand. Yeah, we need to start taping this. You know what I'm saying? So this mother comes in the house and stuff, you know, like, hey, boo. What's happening? Ain't called me all day, so you know I'm like, okay, I'm trying to be. You laughing? So I'm trying to be nice and everything, you know. So I go to the store, I get a little drink she like and everything, and then she got the nerve to get an attitude and cuss me out and run up on me. I said, look, I'm tell you something. I done cooked, I done cleaned. Hey, I was like, we was laughing about it, like, what the hell done happened? I'm around here mad. I'm like, I done cooked and I done cleaned, and you come here and you treat me like this?
Wow.
What's going on? Yeah, so don't let her fool you, y'all, when she on radio. I'm like, hi, when she on radio, hi, everybody. No.
So,
everybody that wondered, I got a sister. This is a sister.
There you go.
Hey, my other woman
lives. No less, right?
So, Mr. Mooney, Mr. Mooney, I don't even really know what Trey Love is talking about over there, but when we going to book a show for him with you?
Man, we got to do something real quick, man. We got to do something real quick. The last time me and Trey worked together was at In the Community. Remember that, Trey?
Yeah, at Mel's, at his barbershop,
yeah. Last time we did something together. Yeah,
okay.
We got to do something. Yeah, because Trey, us Trey skills, let's do something. Let's make it happen.
Yes, sir.
Skills, we was out in Marina Del Rey, right?
Yeah. Yep.
That's the last time I saw you. Yeah,
yep.
Talking about that Tantra.
Yes, sir. That
was that
Tantra.
Hilarious?
Yes, me and Raymond
was
loving that.
That hilarious.
Yes, sir. Then I
hey,
see
you know
Trey
what?
This week.
I'm going to go and put it on out there, man. Me and I know you know Shanice Wells, right? Skills, I know you know her real good,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
See, let me tell you how God works, y'all. I don't know if some people knew, but me and her found out. I got here, and you know how you get to a place? I found out she and I are related. Now, what's the luck of me being a comedian, y'all, moving to L.A.
Wow.
And Shanice Wells, who we all know, you know, her, Nichelle Murdoch, Spike. You know, some people in this game, you know what I'm saying, kind of got, you know, a hold on how to kind of help us get through some things. She and I have been sitting down, you know, talking and working on some things. So I'm sitting here listening right now. I know y'all hear it live on Gilroy Radio. You got Trey Love. You got Cecily Jamila, who we had earlier this week. You got the Mooney Twins. You got Skills Hudson. Hold up. You got Jeremy Scipio. That's a show. Look at that. That's five.
That's
five
right.
That's a whole
that's
show.
Right.
That's a show. You seen me, right? When I counted that, see Jeremy sitting here. So I'm just saying to the people right now, y'all listening to Current Comedy Royalty, man. We moving, we making some things happen, man. And I just want to thank Gilroy West, you know, my affiliate, my homie, man, my partner, my team, you know, for all she does. I know she got to make a run, but I just want to thank you for calling in. And I know you wanted to holler at the boy. She couldn't wait. She was like, I want to say hi.
No problem, guys, but no, really, I do appreciate all you guys and everything and all the work that you guys are doing and helping out with Trey. But I do have to go, so I am hanging up now, but I'll still be listening.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
And bring your sisters to the show.
They too young.
Because I didn't know you was Trey's lady.
They
or
too young.
No,
don't be putting that out there. No, this is my friend.
When you start cooking and cleaning for your friend, this is truly a new day.
Hey, Dale,
right.
What's up? Hey, Dale, Trey Love was like that dude to be out in front of the store with the sign, flipping the sign, letting you know that.
So I was just pleased.
Bishop Eddie Longthong.
Yeah, right.
No, that's my friend. What y'all? Hold on,
yeah,
man. I'm
I love it.
Trey Love, right? No,
I love it.
See, well, I told you my other woman be okay. Real mad. Now my other woman will be upset. You know, this one here, I just let her fuss at me from time to time
go.
To relieve stress.
There you go.
Black women need to relieve stress. That's what brothers don't realize. You got to let them relieve a little stress sometimes. You cook clean, you know what I'm saying? You just let them relieve a little stress. I'm going to go to a song real quick and come right back, but I got to play this song, man. This is for y'all. This is for, you know who this song is for? This song is for such people, all of us right now, everybody on the line and everybody within the sound of my voice. I like to play this song from time to time. And the moment that we have it, you know, Skills, you just shared some of your history with us, man. And, you know, I was trying to get you on Gilroy anyway this week. So, you know, between this week and last week, especially after seeing that powerful performance you put on. But, brother, I just want to say to you and all the people listening to let everybody know that time does bring about a change. Time does heal all wounds. And what you got to do is you got to stay active. You got to stay moving. You got to stay busy. But there are people out there that feel like they don't have no friends, that they don't have nobody. So what we have to do is we have to start picking up our phone and we have to start being available for these people to talk to. You know what I'm saying? And let's touch these people's life. Let's realize that we all share this life. We share this life together. We share this life with every human being we look at. So instead of putting a negative vibe out, let's always keep a positive vibe and let's love, let's bring joy, let's have joy between and amongst each other. This song is for all y'all right now. Ask and it shall be given you, seeking you shall find, knocking it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, to him that seeketh, findeth, to him that knocketh, it shall be open. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
You're my dream and my joy. my heart belongs to you, girl. So I sat down one day and I wrote this song, 'cause I need you in my world.
Share my life, baby.
Share.
Hey, girl. You can trust in me, girl.
Trust,
baby.
Me, girl.
You're all I want.
You're all
baby.
I want.
Baby. You're everything I need. Yeah.
Share,
I really mean it, babe.
Share.
Hey, girl. I'll give you what you want, babe.
Share,
baby. Hey, if you want it, you can have it.
What's going on, guys? It's Jeremy Scipio. I wanted to dial back to the Trey Love's non-religious religion, his movement, his pimp movement to religion. I was thinking to myself, I was like, man, that's like a barbershop without the clippers. Like, you just come to talk shit. It's not.
Skills and Daryl, they wide open.
All right.
Skills,
y'all open. Skills and Daryl Mooney, y'all there?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
here. Yeah. Yeah, y'all hear Trey Love talking about his non-religious religion?
Yeah, earlier? Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I didn't hear that earlier.
Oh, okay. Let me explain to you. We was on the topic of Creflo Dollar and Eddie Long. And Trey Love decided to jump on the bandwagon and open up his non-religious religion for mostly for the women.
Skills, I want him to pass his hat around.
He wants you to pass your hat around as the collection plate.
Skills.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. We're going to get some money.
Yeah. Raymond said he got to get 15%. Raymond going to keep 15 that's going to stay in the hat.
Man, hey, look, tell y'all this though, man. As a comic, as a person that does and loves comedy, man, I'm gonna tell y'all, this brother said the other day, as comics, and I know Daryl can relate, we love when a comic uses like when we do our things, okay, because see, black people, okay, we all naturally funny, but when a comic, you can tell when a comic puts effort into his game. Skills had got his joke about his hairline, right? And I mean, man, I couldn't sit in my seat. This line got me so good. It was one of them lines where, there, I know, you know, like when a comic hits you, and then you take about 3 or 4 seconds, and you be like, oh, hell, I know he ain't just say that. Skills say when he was a kid, he ran out to the thing, and they was like, Coach. He said, I ain't no, I'm a kid, man. I'm that was one of them times. What you think? Hold a minute. See, that's what I'm saying. I had to think.
Man,
that's it. Right. I had to. And I was like, oh, no, that nigga. Hey, Coach. I was like, oh, God. No, I'm a kid.
I'm trying out, nigga.
That's
I'm
hilarious.
Trying
out for this
team.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Seriously. Hey, Skills, I'm going to tell you, though, bro. I don't know. Well, I know you know, but I just want to re-announce what Gilroy West, I feel now. You and me, man, I think London Brown, it's a whole list of us. D. Ramsey, I got to get the list, man. But we all going to be at the Ontario Improv on July 13th. I'm really plugging and pushing that show. So, Skills, man, we got to sit down and do some sketches and stuff together, too, man. We got Comedy Royalty with us, man. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell y'all straight up, the same way we doing live on Gilroy Radio, man, I'm going to tell you, I get my hands on a camera in a minute. Ain't nothing stopping us but us, man. Y'all game to really get down and do something, man, or what?
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, shit, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised we ain't on that show. Who booked that show?
I don't even.
Tristan doesn't even tell me who on the show.
Why we ain't on that show?
I don't even know myself, fam. Trish, I didn't even know who was all on the show.
Well, I got about 10,000 comics, so I know every one of them. Wow.
Well, see, my pimp, the one just got off the phone, you know, my pimp, so I feel she the one, she hooked everything up. All I do is show up where she tell me to be at.
Well,
that's all I know.
Well, tell her to put us in the loop. Because, you know,
okay.
The black nights at these white clubs make they whole money for the whole month.
Mm-hmm. Off of black night.
Oh, man, black comedy is the hottest thing happening on the planet, man.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, don't get it twisted. Black comedy is the hottest, the most talented, the hottest, the funniest, and they all know it. They can play them games if they want to. You ain't nothing funnier than seeing black comedy all night.
Right. Believe me, I know. I mean, it's what we do, fellas. You know what I'm saying? And like you said,
yeah.
I used to say the same thing. And like listening and being on the phone with positive comics, because I can't speak for what no one else has experienced. But I've experienced some relationships with negative comics. And see, the thing is, you have to, you know, and what I learned in this game of life is the same person you are before you started comedy, the same person you are before you started pimping, the same person you were before you are a doctor, the same person you are before you become anything, you're going to be that same person once you become that thing. So, you know, you get around people, and me and Jeremy were sitting up chopping it up about this. You know, you meet comics, and you think before you become a comedian that all comedians get along, and they love each other, and, oh, man, everybody must be funny, and we ain't even realize, like, until you get on the inside, this thing is just like the rap game.
Yeah. Well, see what me and my brother are into, we're into self-development, brother. That's why we do motivational speaking. See, realize that any comic who can get up before a microphone also has the potential to be a speaker. That's why what we have going on, we've created something new called stand-up empowerment. And what we want to do is take all comedians who speak or all comedians who want to learn how to speak to come over here and speak. We're doing a stand-up empowerment presentation with brother Stevie Mack and Tony Cosby at the Pasadena Library on July 30th so we can show comedians that you can turn this game into speaking, into lecturing, because you've got a story to tell. Okay, and you bring your humor with you, except the theme is different. The outcome is that you're speaking, you're sharing a message about what you want people to feel and hear. So we call it stand-up empowerment. So because of that, we are into self-development, constantly growing, constantly bettering yourself, constantly becoming a greater person, becoming the greatest person that you can be, because if you're not growing, you're dying. It ain't no middle ground no more. You're either growing or you're dying. So if you're on this planet, you might as well grow. Your life will be better for it.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. 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 Hey. Look here. For all those who are on live on Gilroy Radio, and you got some callers. As a matter of fact, a young lady, one of our DJs on Gilroy Radio wants to come in and say hi to you right now. But I first of all want to thank you. I want to thank you, Mr. Daryl Mooney, from one brother to another. Thank you. You got, I ain't going to lie, you got me and Jeremy over here slapping five. We live. Yeah. I ain't bullshit. I'm telling you, I feel like I just went to a march. Do you hear me?
Man.
You should see
me and Raymond over here.
I'm going to choke somebody today. I'm finna go fire somebody up about something today, but I want to thank you for that because, and also I want to say to the comics, man, straight up, Skills, if you down or whatever, man, let me know because I know me and Jeremy are definitely going to be in the building July 30th. And I'm going to tell you something, Daryl, I also have some affiliations and some connections to get us bookings as well on a whole nother market. So what we need to do, and I'm telling you what just happened right now, I'm saying it live on Gilroy Radio. Let me get the date and the time. June 10th, 2011 at 11:39 a.m. Ladies and gentlemen, it is official. The Mooney Twins, Trey Love, Skills Hudson, Jeremy Scipio, and all I got to do is get in contact with Cecily. I'm going to tell y'all right now, pay attention. It's going to be something coming live to a theater near you, and that
I promise, nationwide. Y'all don't know me the way I know me. I'm telling you, baby. So you know what I'm saying? Get ready for some real stuff, man. And I'm telling you right now, like I said, y'all just heard it live. But SS is definitely in the building. Sister in the Struggle. She is. She does a show with us on Wednesdays to talk about corrupt unions and things of that nature. And she's also has a show on Saturdays. Alter Ego. We want to welcome her to the lines and let her go ahead and say her a bit, and then from there we're going to go ahead, because you know I got to give my birthday shouts and my pokes, but I definitely want you to know that July 30th, 2011, you can depend on me in the building, and we need to sit down and have some lunch, brother, because I got some things that I need to share with you. Also, before I bring her on, I want to talk about your other product that that I think is very exciting, because you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm still, I don't need Viagra yet, keyword being yet. I don't know what's on, but I, you know, my other woman legs keeps me pretty active, so I'm kind of cool.
Absolutely.
We have a
product called Strike Up. It's a natural male enhancer. It's not Viagra. Viagra is unnatural. It's full of chemicals, and it creates heart problems. In fact, you've got elder men taking Viagra, and it's causing heart attacks, and they die, and they think they're coming, but they're going, okay?
I won't take no medication.
You have Levitra. That's a product that's for male sexual enhancement that's chemicalized, but they say on the back of it, if you have an erection for 4 hours, call your local doctor. If I have an erection for 4 hours, I'm calling the next woman. Fuck that.
I'm now, calling every hoe I know.
You hear me? In my house, for a 4 hour erection is a treat. So look, we've got a natural sex enhancer that not only raises the libido, but it strengthens the immune system. See, when Asians put a product like that together, they put it together for health and wellness. So not only does it make it thick and long and hard, but it also strengthens the organs and strengthens the immune system.
Wow.
So it's called Strike Up, so you don't have to strike out.
I'm trying to tell you, these women don't understand. Hold on. Let me play this real quick. Then we're going to bring SS on. This song go out, just a little bit of it. I ain't going to play the whole thing. Y'all stay on the line. But, ladies, I'm going to let you know that when you get in the bedroom with me, you might as well be ready to get blindfolded, handcuffed. And, hey, it might be Valentine's Day. I'm going to get some Strike Up. But this eye is going down.
Let's get freaky. Let's get freaky, baby. 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 One night chillin', feeling kinda good in the hood. I'm the sword, ain't no AK chillin'. I'm stay villain, sitting on the hood of the lax, sipping at what it needs. We feeling freaky women, sexy at a tower in a two-way song with her cheeks. We feeling freaky women, but I ain't about to holler 'cause I'm thinking we're far about 10 billion.
Yeah. The first time that I saw her face, I could not believe this place.
That's my song. Y'all don't know nothing about that. That's 305. Let's get it.
I'm over here dying, man.
Be over here shining. Hey, SS, welcome to the show. Fit your piece, baby.
You guys got me over here cracking the hell up. I'm trying to drive and listen, and I hit people, and I get hit on the damn freeway while I'm listening to you. You guys are crazy as hell. But it is.
No, you don't get freaky.
Look, hey, you know what? I got to deal with that all and the whole enhancement thing and the Viagra and all that. But before I do that, I just want to say welcome, Mr. Mooney. You have been a blast on our show. And I'm going to say this to Trey. You know, I'm going to have to get you because you've been talking about this show all morning. And you just now mentioned your other part of 5Gs. I'm going to hurt you about that. But in any case, I just wanted to say, Mr. Mooney, you are really, really hilarious. You're really funny. And I got to go back to, because I'm kind of, I mean, I am old school, and I came up during the era of Richard Pryor and Red Fox. And I got to go back to the story that you were telling when you were saying about how they were filming, or your dad was talking about how they were filming and how Red Fox kept saying, you know what I mean, I'm going to keep messing up my lines so that we can make this money. That is straight Gilroy game, and I love it. I love it. I love it to death. I like the stuff I would do. That's Gilroy game. So in any case, I just wanted to say hello, welcome to our show. This is really, really a great show. I got to say to Mr. Trey Love over there, I'm jealous because me and him kind of have this kind of competition between us about who gets the best guests and who interviews the best. But he got about two up on me now, but I think he's cheating a little bit too. But I'll get it. Now, Mr. Mooney, you mentioned that, you know, you wanted to do some stuff with us and all that kind of stuff. Well, I'm actually the person that's kind of doing the management in the background also. You got Legs over there who has been taught very well how to do what she does. So I'm just going to say that this is Mama. This is Mama over here. So Legs belongs to me, and she has been taught very well to do what she does and how she does, Mr. Trey Love. So just so you know that, don't forget.
Well, thank you, Queen. Thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah,
that's what it's about. Clean
well,
your
face. I just got to let you guys know where it all come from. You know what I mean? We don't want
you
to forget that, where it all come from.
All right.
Again, you know, welcome to the show. And Mr. Cipriano, I'm probably still not saying your name right and all that kind of thing, but I just want to say that you're sounding good back there. And, you know, welcome, welcome, welcome again. And I look forward to meeting you. I really want to know when I'm going to get a chance to meet you because I do want to meet you. So is he still there?
Yeah, he's right here. Yeah, anytime.
Okay, now, one of the things I wanted to kind of talk about, too, is you guys mentioned, well, I mentioned the Red Fox thing and all that, but I want to go to the whole male enhancement thing. Let's talk about that for a second here, since you guys got all these jokes and stuff about it. You forgot to add that it also makes you blind. That Viagra stuff, it makes you blind
also.
So not only do you got to worry about having a heart attack on your way out, you won't be able to see shit on your way out either. So that's another thing about the whole the Viagra thing. But now with this new product, that you're talking about, are you like really serious? Is it really a new product?
It's called Strike Up. Dick Gregory named the product. It's called Strike Up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it really is a product.
Okay, my question is who has he tested this shit on? Has he tested it on anybody? Who?
Oh, we've tested it on thousands of people around the world. Yeah, we have a company called IASOT. We were talking about the weight loss at first because the weight loss products, see, when folks get to losing weight, then they get to looking good. Now they want to fuck. So now here they got rid of stuff.
Mr. Paul Mooney, and because we only have a certain amount of time left on the radio, and I got to do my birthday shouts, and I got to get my pokes out the way.
Please.
These women for that. But I'm going to just say this. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all heard SS in the background, and Scipio, be careful, and Daryl, you be careful too, because I done told y'all, this woman is choosing. Do you hear me? It sounds like she choosing. You know what choosing is. I'm going to teach y'all some of that. I know Daryl know what I'm talking about. Skills, you from Chicago.
Absolutely.
I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you already know.
She's choosing. So I want y'all to stay on the line with me. And if I say a name that y'all know, comment on it real quick because it's the birthday time. Gloria, Pretty Wings Newsome, my friend on Facebook, happy birthday. To Skills as well as Daryl, I want you all to come out. And I know that SS is going to be in the building. Y'all going to get to sit down and speak with her. Tony Oldham is having a birthday party tomorrow. I don't want to give the details out on the radio of where it is, but I'll let her do that. But she's having a birthday party tomorrow night. She's a major director. And to both of you guys, she directs black soap operas. So this is somebody we really need to go to her birthday party. If y'all need the information, hit me up, and I got both of y'all. Candy Jackson, happy birthday, sweetheart. To Mr. Kendall Thomas, happy birthday, sir. To Alex Latimer, happy birthday, sir. Kenny Williams, CJ Sedman, thank you, brother. You know my cataracts. to Keisha Johnson, happy birthday, darling. Danita Cox, happy birthday. LaRon, happy birthday. How you say that one?
Passionette. I got that, huh? Pimpin'. You know, she got her other government name on there. To Lisa Sean Cheney, happy birthday, darling. To Michelle Shannon, happy birthday, sweetheart. Sparkle Tubbs, happy birthday, darling. To Adrian Frazier Burrell, happy birthday. T.C. Coop, happy birthday. Tammy Moore Davidson, happy birthday. Noel Movement, happy birthday. So y'all get a happy birthday from Trey Love. Y'all get a happy birthday from SS. And y'all get a happy birthday from Daryl Mooney as well as Gil Hudson.
Yeah.
Y'all hear that live on Get Right Radio. And you know, we're going to get to them a little bit. Y'all stay on the line with me, y'all. Let me show you how I poke these women, man. And Daryl, I think you're going to like this, man. And this is for all the folks that want to strike up. But for my birthdays, I'm going to say this to everybody, and I always put this out there, to get you a Trey Love. When you have sex, don't waste no time having sex. You better have you some good sex, and the day is your birthday. So get a little, you know, here you go.
Shout to L.A.D.
Girl, it's your birthday. Go, it's your birthday. That bitch in the club on defense, but you brought your A game. Man, I'ma give you heaven if you leave with me, Charlie. I wanna be your present. Girl, come ride me. Say goodbye to these guys and hello to my ride. Gonna get us where we need to go. Cake, ha, 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 you must be joking. But I tell you what, baby girl, I'ma bust that pussy. Gonna give you a back rub, then we'll hop in my hot tub. Get vanished with my fingers. Now I got that ass up to the point you're screaming out. It hurts, yeah. But you gotta admit it, quench your thirst, you're thirsty.
A shot, girl. Yeah, you know I'm gonna deliver that thing to your thigh. You hear me each and every time I try, because I'm that guy, TRELUB, the one for a comedy. Deliver, ladies. Y'all better. Hey, I'm gonna just tell you right now, it's my favorite part of my show. I have 32 live pokes that I'm gonna give out today, ladies. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all getting my attention, you know, and to protect the innocent, I will not say your last name, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want you to get no trouble and everything. I don't want to be like, so Trey be poking you on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean, Daryl?
I know what you mean, brother. Poke, poke.
Don't want them to get mad. So, y'all, listen. I'm finna poke this girl. Her name is Vata. Hey, darling, let me go ahead and poke you. Like, this is fun, y'all. And listen to how I do this, though. Natasha, I look at their picture, and, oh, yeah, she got her finger in her mouth. I'm going to poke her, too. But I don't say their last name to protect the innocent. Stephanie, I'm going to poke you, too. Jeremy, she fine, huh? Jeremy's in there looking at him. Nisha, see that one? Oh, yeah, she fine, huh? Yeah, I'm poking her, too. She likes when I poke her. To Robin, yeah, I'm going to poke her, too.
What's one of the older ones?
Oh, this one here, old. This is an old one. No, she got her daughter picture up. But that one, she's real old. I be flirting with the old women. They be like, I mean, the old women need love, too. I don't know if it's Gloria. I'm poking her. See what her name like, Gloria. Her name is Glow.
Hey, that's my auntie name.
Oh, my bad.
You poking my auntie over there.
Brigitte, I'm finna poke Brigitte. Let me poke you, baby, Brigitte. So, Fabi, yeah, I'm gonna poke you too. Yeah, I gotta poke. That's my auntie name. Them old women need love. Shoot, there's some young ones. Yeah, all of them trying to get some to Jay. Better watch SS over there. She choosing. Anyway, Lori, let me poke Lori real quick. Christina, you got my baby name, but you ain't my baby. But if you play your cards right, you possibly could be. I'm gonna poke you too. To coke. Yeah, that was some pimp shit, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah, I know. I can't help it. That's just, I can't help that. I'm from Chicago. Ask Skills. Coco had to poke her too. Ebony, Mahogany. Yeah, I can say that. Yeah, you're a feminine, but you want to tell me they're feminine. They know they need some people in their life. They can't do nothing without this penis. Raquel, I'm gonna poke you too, baby. Cynthia, yeah, I'm gonna poke you too, girl. Yeah, she see that. You see her? She's about 40, 47.
Now, you got to see these pictures. Some of these women look about 46, 47. Ain't nothing wrong with no 40. They got vaginas. Kia, I'm going to poke you, too. I'm going to go. Vagina, good. Ooh, vagina. Man, I just had a – hold on. I need some coffee. Tracy. Yeah, can't hurt it. You can't hurt vagina. You got to be gentle. You know, yeah, Radiant, I'm going to poke her, too. Terica. She like when I poke her. Terica be out there. She be, ooh, poke me, Trey. I'm going to poke you. I got you, baby. Carmen, yeah, I know you out there, baby, looking all good on the Facebook. I'm going to poke you, too. Now, look at this one here. Yes, sir. I'm poking her, too. All of them need love, man. You got to be stupid. Man, you better get these women some love. What's wrong with you? Lisa, I got to poke her, too. Man, please, you got to poke.
It sounds so dirty.
That thing sounds dirty. It's a four-letter word. Else, I'm going to poke her, too. You talking about making it sound dirty. I'm going to poke her, too. I'm going to poke her. Yeah, Shuggy, I'm going to poke her. Man, I got to poke this one. I'm going to poke LaTanya. Look at LaTanya. Getting her sexy. I'm going to poke her, too. I see her over there. Kim, yeah, I see you out there in ATL, girl. Let me go on and poke you, too. See,
the world to have all these niggas on the phone listening to another nigga poking some other person. Thank you for saying it. Thank you for saying what I was thinking.
For nothing, nigga. I love it.
Yeah, he just poking. It sounds like we right outside in the hallway listening. Yeah, man, we sitting up here and got to listen to this Negro poking. Ain't that about a...
I'm going to poke all these, what these women need, poking. LaJana, I'm going to poke this one here, cute, y'all. I'm going to send y'all some pictures of these girls, these women, Bajay. Imagine a name like Bajay. You see that, Jeremy can see it. Ain't she fine? I'm poking her,
too.
Oh,
there's so many fine sisters on Facebook. I didn't know it was that many fine sisters out here.
They out there, man. And Shannon, I'm going to poke
they
you.
Out and single, too.
And ready to get it on.
Brother, it's heavy, man. It's heavy out there.
All right, so what I'm going to do right now, though, in straight Trey Love fashion, y'all know how I get down, but I'm going to go on and turn the mic over to Skills Hudson, y'all. Skills, don't you got something to say to the people, bro?
Yeah, man, I just want the people to definitely tune their ears in right now at this moment to this new banger from my boy, Trey Love, I'm a Rocker.
L.A.
Vegas
connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm in bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock, I'm a rock, I'm a rock, I'm a rock.
Get your Trey game on.
game on. To get your trait game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me. Trait, love a boy, king, got Gilroy. Make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy and satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. I'm a celeb, baby, that means a star. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless to narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby, do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping, be so your girl, for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. Hit the gym in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My trade love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your
trade
game on,
man, I'm getting my trade
game on.
Man, I'm getting my
trade
game on live on Gearland Radio, and you better get yours on too, man. We had two very, very special guests in the building today, man. This was a legendary comedy show, man. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to hush. I'm going to let Skills give his piece, man, and take us home. It's going to be Daryl Mooney, the man of the hour. So, y'all, Trey Love is out. Y'all have a great weekend. Like I said, Skills going to get in, say a minute, his piece, and then Daryl's going to take us home. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace. Go ahead. Take it, Skills.
All right, first, I just want to give a shout-out to Trey Love, the stage. Thank you for having me on. It's my man, D. Mooney, you know what I'm saying, for always, since I met him, you know what I'm saying, dropping gems and much love on this comedy game. And to everybody out there listening, man, keep going after what you're going after, man, and much love. I'll see you, Mom, when I get up there. I'm out.
Yeah. All right. I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Trey, and thank all the guests, and thank all the folks who called in. And want you to know, we got something for you, weight loss for you. We got sex product for you. We got nutrition for you. And not only that, but it's a powerful business where you can become a distributor with us and help us help this planet evolve and do better and make some money, because we all need to make more money, more money, more money. Peace to everybody. Peace and love. Have a great day. Make it an awesome day. It's on you to make it awesome. Feel awesome. Do awesome. Be awesome. Make everybody else be awesome. Help the world be better. Love you. Thank you very much. Daryl Mooney, out.